It's 8:30 the night before I put the Alloway Oracles live on Kickstarter. I've been putting this all together in a rush, so please forgive me my inevitable fuck-ups and typos and whatever the fuck else. It's been almost 2 years since I put the last thing up. Met Okoye, Fred, pieced together the parts of their shows that told the Alloman myth into the previous podcast. Wrote my own Tales of the Alley Man, edited and published Okoye and Fred's book, saw Okoye get fired and knowing it was partly my fault. I'm sure it's not a surprise, but I never met the Alley Man. Not really. Not when I got the deck. That never happened. I pieced the deck together from the videos and forum posts, put some of my own stuff in to make a buck. About 5 months ago, I met someone while I was home in Iowa, originally from there. It was a weird couple of people. I guess I'll get to that. I got accosted about the Alleyman shit, and then, next thing I know, I'm running point on decoding tarot decks that get sent to me in creepy, unmarked envelopes. Then I talked, to Fred and Okoye, and I got the final package in the mail. Oh, shit. Sorry. Stress eating, I guess. Let me start over. I've been given a strange mystery. Recordings from people I know, and a set of recorders from a strange duo I really do not fucking know. This new set of decks, their guidebooks, this piece together podcast, all of it is from them. The decks you can get in this new printing, I really did source out from the decks sent to me in the mail, but I can't really explain where the things came from. I know where they're from, I guess, but not how or why. I know that the Alleyway Tarot, that's what I'm calling it, it came from Des Moines, Iowa. It was there when I was visiting home. It was found in a bank bag from a bank I know doesn't really exist. It had a pewter moth charm, the deck, a raggedy tarot cloth, some weird coins, and yeah, some teeth. I know I'm putting fake teeth in there, but there are real teeth in the one that got sent to me. The Oracle of Play was found in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was in a neon plastic bag with some arcade tokens from an arcade, again, that I could not actually find in Tulsa. A small 3D printed miniature of what I think is the Alleyman from the first Alleyman's tarot deck. Or at least it looks just like it. And some dice from various games, I guess. And then, there's the Oracle Secrets. Again, that's what I named it. It was found in Longview, Texas, in a worn-out jersey bag. It was from some gym, Alley Movers. It had the deck, a weird key on a chain, a candle, and some, random metal charms. The kind that you might get at, a hobby store for necklace making or something. I know that they had these things in their original bags because it's what I've packaged up on this project, but it's also exactly what I received in the mail over the last few months. Last five, six? Honestly, I feel like a bit of an idiot. To be believed this time around, I have to come clean about the first project. It was a sham. I'm a greedy little capitalist shill. Sorry. But now I feel like I'm on the edge of something that happened. Something strange and weird and somehow true. So I'm going to use all the magic at my fingertips and creative brain to piece these audio files into something that tells a story. Sorry, I can't help myself but package it into something. I don't know. Maybe it will make someone else feel a little more certain about what they've experienced, or maybe not. Either way. This audio drama of ours begins with Fred Pennyland at home, editing and putting together his show, Urban Folklore. Sorry.
What the hell? Who the fuck are you?
Hit the door a little hard there.
Well, it wasn't budging. Sick of fucking doors getting stuck.
You left a hole in the wall.
Guess he should have had a door stopper then, huh?
Wow, this is the weirdest robbery. If you want to give me some other interior design tips, I've been wanting to redo the kitchen.
We're sorry about the door, but you weren't answering.
What? I didn't even hear the knock. I'm doing audio editing.
Oh god, let me guess. You do a podcast?
Yeah, I don't think you get to talk shit about my shows when you busted down my door. I'm serious, who are you? Like, am I gonna die tonight? Are you taking my wallet? Do you want my comic book collection? What kind of a shakedown is this?
No shakedown unless you piss me off.
You have a gun.
It's a just in case. Look, put away, okay? We just
right.
want to talk.
Fred, we're actually here about someone you know.
God, what does Tony owe you people now?
What is he talking about?
His brother. I told you about it on the car ride over. This is why you do research on the people you're going to shake down.
I was driving, and it's not a shakedown. Oh yeah, no. Not him. But we did get your address from the people he owes money to, so I guess you should be aware of that.
Should I make dinner for three, or are you going to tell me what the hell is going on?
Look, we're here for someone else. You know this guy. He goes by The Rat. Con artist, real annoying and greasy. You would have connected to him when he was claiming to be a character called the Alley Man.
And? I've done a few episodes now on the Alley Man. Wrote a book. I've interviewed a few supposed Alley Men. They don't exactly give me their name and personal info.
Well, we are looking for him. Do you have an idea where our Alley Man might be?
Are you joking? The Alley Man isn't even real. Honestly, you're talking to the wrong guy. The guy to talk to about Alley Man is Dr. Ala Okoye, down in Chicago.
Wow. Well, we're in New York right now and not wanting to drive down to Chicago if we can help it. And I really don't care for podcasts. So if we can skip the good doctor, that would be preferable.
You don't understand. I've never seen or met an Alley Man. But Okoye, he has. And he gets more stories from people every day. I mean, not that I'm trying to sick two gun-toting home invaders on the kindest person I've ever known, but...
Seriously, we aren't going to kill you. If we were, you'd already be dead. And while now we know that Okoye is the one we should talk to, we're here with you at this moment.
So I'll ask again, what can you tell us about these Alley Men?
And don't leave out a single detail.
That's all I know. Every detail. Every detail. But if you listen to Okoye's show, Modern Mythologies, you'll learn more.
A lot we didn't know, but mostly how annoying it sounds to host a podcast.
God damn it. I don't want to go talk to another podcaster.
We don't have any real leads on him from this. If I drive, we can be there overnight. And if you don't sleep, we can listen to the podcast in the car. A win-win.
There's no winning with podcasts. But, yeah, all right. Let's go check in on the good doctor.
And sorry about the door. You did good, Fred. Now rest. There's a lot of podcast episodes out there about the Alley Men. Tales of the Alley Men. Back Alley Men romances. Wow. Fred Pennyland does a lot of podcasts.
You said he was a children's author on the way over here. I assumed we'd be dealing with Dr. Seuss. And is he going to tell Dr. Koya before we get there?
Oh, probably. Hold on.
Jesus, there's so many episodes of this shit. There it is. Modern Mythologies with Dr. Ala Okoye. Bingo.
Got it. You find our car listening?
There's a lot of it, but I did find this episode here. Modern Mythologies with Dr. Okoye, the guy Fred just pointed us to. In this episode, he interviews an alley man. Based on episode descriptions, it's the only one he does this in around the time period I thought Fred might have met him.
Well...
Welcome to Modern...
I don't really want to
give people my name, people can probably recognize my voice.
Are you fucking serious? That's him. First episode I opened. I mean, I told you.
He does accents. How can you be sure?
I've got a really clean feeling about it. And my normal horoscope today said, well, this is it. Definitely. It's luck.
You and your stupid fortune-telling skeleton. Very well. Cue up the rest of his show on the topic. We've got a drive ahead of us.
Welcome to Modern Mythologies. I am your host, Dr. Ala Okuyi. On Modern Mythologies, we explore modern folk stories, ghost tales, and the strange mysteries of the urban environment. If you enjoy this podcast and the stories we discuss here, remember that we have a Patreon where you can get behind-the-scenes views at episodes, write-ups on the mysteries and additional stories that were too long to fit in the episode. I can only keep making this show with your support there. So thank you to my mega mythologians. Sourflower is real, Alicat, the 17th Son, and Meryl Nonce. My mega mythologians gain access to an exclusive channel in the Discord where we have long discussions on all of the topics from the week's episodes, and they can suggest new topics for the show to cover. It's thanks to all of my patrons that I can make 3 episodes a week. So, thank you. And a very huge thank you to Mythic Tea House for their sponsorship this month. I am enjoying their Merry Month Remedy, which has berry and hibiscus flavors. I think it might be my favorite one. Very light and refreshing. So, today, we are delving into the latest brainworm our community of mythologians has been puzzling out. 4 months ago, I did my first episode on the topic of knowledge, infamous music producer turned ghost of vengeance. As we all know, a new album has been released online just last week, and it has sent many online communities into a whirlwind. Our own Reddit has been exploding with theories and discussions, and I know it has me just as interested as all of you. The new album is entitled The Right to Know. It has 13 tracks, and at first many people thought it was an artist unknowingly using the same name or someone doing it just for clout. The tracks are electronic and sound, and some are quite exciting, but none of them carried with them the outright directions for, well, self-harm or the like. That was until people began to look in the sound files for hidden sounds, backward messages in the lyrics and music, and hidden links and images in the metadata. I have great respect for all the technologically capable people who have located all of these details, and I have a list of credits for all the items being shared here that will go with the episode description. But I get ahead of myself. First, we have our Aliman tale of the day. This one comes from an anonymous listener, though I think I recognize the voice. Stay tuned for discussion on Knowledge's new album, The Right to Know.
I saw him again. You know, that son of a bitch. I saw him down by the trains. This time, though, I think he had something to give me. I think...
I must find a new sponsor. I don't want this berry nonsense. Hello? Who is it?
Delivery for an Ala Okoye?
Yep. Grubhub.
I didn't order anything. Thank you. Or maybe I should just take it and have something different to eat.
Well, we tried. Are you just gonna stand there and let it pour out completely?
Dr. Okoye, you all right? You seem...
resigned? Well, what is this? What is it now? You're obviously not food delivery.
Can I use this hand towel to soak it up?
Who are you? What do you want?
Just once, I would like it if we can be invited somewhere. Or if someone answered the door by opening it so we can say hello.
I've already seen this play out. We would have knocked, you would have asked who we were, I would have said we're here to talk to you. You'd say, about what? I'd say, about the alley man, and you wouldn't let us in. So we tried food delivery.
No, of course not. You're the fifth person this year to find my home to try to ask me questions about that damned alley man. I moved. I've lost enough in the past 6 months to this. I just want to never talk about the fucking alley man again. I could die and be happy to escape the topic.
Then you're about to hate this conversation. Sorry.
Well, you're already here, right? So take a seat. Make yourself at home.
Honestly, I'd like your bathroom. We've been driving overnight from New York, and I've drank like 3 monsters to stay awake through your podcast.
You're serious? You are. Through there.
Thanks.
And you? Should I heat up a frozen dinner? Massage your feet, maybe?
Tempting, but I'll just sit.
You have guns?
Ah, yes. Sure do.
I... Is this going to be a while? I mean, what is it about?
I'd prefer he tell you. Though you started to talk about us on your show, so it's only fair you talk to us directly.
I've talked about you?
Yup. Mentioned in episode... I don't remember where or when. Maybe it was under Reddit. We listened to all the episodes you had on the topic on the ride over. It's a blur now.
So, I take it you didn't send in an Aliman story. I don't know who you are.
You called us troublemakers, traveling the states, causing mayhem.
Well, he's Theodore Rothwell. And you? You said you came from New York, and you're asking about the alley man. Would you be why I haven't heard from Fred Pennyland today? He was supposed to have me on a recording session this afternoon.
Ah, I didn't know that. Sorry to fuck up your schedule. We instructed him not to contact you. I just meant not to warn you we were coming, but... Sorry. An unintended consequence. I did not kill beloved children's author Fred Pennyland. He's very much alive and making more of his drivel. Probably his fifth podcast.
Well then, you won't mind?
I took you for more of a tea drinker.
Well, I used to be. Then this... This whole thing happened, or keeps happening to me, I guess.
Yeah, I saw you no longer have employment with your university.
Yes, that was part of it. And the podcast show and the book deal with Seven and my experience. And here we are. How did you find my home? I moved after they fired me. After the last person found me.
We picked it up from Fred.
The doctor called you Theodore.
God, call me Jimmy, please.
Fred Pennyland doesn't know my new address.
No, he was just the compass to get us here. I get this is a lot, and it's confusing, and we broke into your house. I know. And I'm sorry. We try not to intrude like this, but...
We're on a bit of a timetable.
What? What could you possibly want to know that is time-sensitive in regards to the Alleyman myth?
We're trying to find someone. Do you have any idea where the myth, the stories, are centralizing here in the States?
How do you mean? And could you please not vape in my home?
We know you receive stories on stories on stories. Dozens of them a week. All about the Alleyman. Do you know precisely where they're gathering? What city? Or state? And I can smoke a classic cig if you prefer.
No, please. No vaping or smoking. And what? You're trying to find him? To have your own Alleyman story?
No, we don't want a story. We are looking for him so we can kill him.
What?
That was dramatic, Lex. Look, it's complicated. But do you remember sometimes here, your Alleyman that you interviewed? Well, he's a person of interest in a thing we're following up on.
And you're going to kill him. What are you, the CIA?
That's a deep cut.
Look, it doesn't matter why we're looking for him, but...
We want to put a bullet in his head and stop the stories from happening. Isn't that what you want? To be done with this topic?
Have you even done your research? If the Alleyman even is something more than a myth... It's many people. It's a moving being, not even the bodies it is in. If you have some issue with the particular man, it doesn't seem like it's related to the Alleyman at all. You're just trying to use me to find him.
Well, we have reason to believe that's not the case, that there is a central person playing host to this spirit.
And it happens to be someone we've met. Well, that he has, anyway.
Regardless, I don't know sometimes here. We corresponded once and never again. I don't know his real name or where he lives. From the sound of things, he moves around a lot and is quite ill. I know he said he was a con man, so it makes sense he has enemies, but I'm not going to help you find or kill someone.
You won't be coming with us to hunt him down or put a bullet in him. You look a couple decades past your prime, Doctor.
We don't expect you to know where he is, but we know you have the greatest gathering of information on the topic right there on your computer. We only need one thing from you.
What is it? What is this one thing?
You have to keep talking about him in your show.
No, not a chance.
Just a bit like you have been. You are putting Alleyman tales in each of your episodes. We just need you to...
Only fan-submitted stories. I don't utter a word about the topic. I just add it into my episodes and get back to the topics I actually want to cover.
Well, you need to.
Why?
It gives us an anchor to grab onto. How to explain it? Fred Pennyland didn't know your address, right? But we came right to your door through him.
Right?
Because I used his connection to you to help me find you when we got to the city.
You're a psychic.
Hardly. If he was psychic, we would just know where to go.
Lexi.
Jimmy couldn't find his way to your bathroom without you pointing it out.
Sure. It's like that. Psychic. I used his energy to point the way to you, just like I use what energies I had on sometimes here to point the way to Fred. And likewise, I need your energy to point me to...
This is nonsensical.
Maybe, sure. But so was your meeting with the Alleyman. You can believe in one, but not the other.
I didn't meet with the Alleyman. I met someone who was just obsessed with the topic. Who tried to make me believe they were him. For a story. Or just to make me believe, it doesn't matter. It's not real.
Shit. He actually doesn't believe.
I told you he didn't. I could hear in his voice how quickly he moved on from the topic in his show. You need to learn to read people. It doesn't matter, Doctor. You're going to start focusing on the Alleyman again.
Lexi, no. He has to want it. It's going to taint the...
You are going to begin sharing Alleyman stories and your thoughts on the myth in your show again. Entire episodes each week focused on it. No, daily. Weekends off. You are going to email us at the email on this card with your findings as you draw a location from the data you are collecting. And you're going to enjoy the process. It should be fun. There's no reason you have to gripe about it.
Well, fucking fine. Give him an end date at least.
You will continue until I tell you to stop.
I am sorry. I've been so difficult. You're right. I haven't been able to let the Alleyman go. Ruined my career, forced me to move, but I still can't say I found the core of the myth, the center. It's been stuck in my brain all year. I will continue my study, and I will appraise you of my findings.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doctor. I just need one more thing. Your hands, if you will.
Yes. Okay.
It's still there. A connection. Disbelief or not. I have a next direction. Thank you, Doctor. Well, we have one more person here in Chicago. Then we're going to Iowa.
Oh, joy. Midwest America, my favorite.
But wait! I won't help you kill anyone. I would never, never.
Well, that's the thing about the guy we're looking for, Doc. He's a nobody.
The Alleyway podcast, like the Alleyman podcast before it, is a podcast produced, written, and directed by Seven Dane Asman of Publishing Goblin LLC, and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International license. The Alleyman character was created by Seven Dane Asman and is based on the character created by them for the Alleyman's Tarot. Intro and background music produced by John Dingo.
I'm Bill Patterson, and I play Fred Pennyland.
I'm Joan Giamarco, and I play Alexia Koslov.
I'm Alex Teplitz, and I play Jimmy Talon.
I'm Uduak Inyang, and I play Dr. Ala Okoye.
The podcast Modern Mythologies, Urban Folklore, and Tales of the Alleyman are all fake podcasts produced for the purposes of the show, as are their hosts and characters. Any relation to people, real or imaginary, is a coincidence, aside from the version of myself that is in this world. Please like, review, and share episodes wherever you find them, and consider donating to support this and future projects at the Publishing Goblin Patreon, or follow us on all social media, which you can find at publishinggoblin.com. Thanks for listening.